This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. In Jharkhand, 15 Maoists were killed in an anti-Naxal operation in Saranda Forest of West Singhbhum district following an encounter with CPI Maoist insurgents today. Among those killed were dreaded leader Patiram Manji alias Anil, who carried a bounty of 1 crore rupees, and Rajesh Munda and Bulbul, each carrying a reward of 2 lakh rupees. Chaibasa Superintendent of Police Amit Renu said the encounter took place in the Saraikela police station area. Arms and other materials were recovered from the site, while search operations are still underway in the forested region. 10 soldiers lost their lives and 11 others injured in a road accident in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir today. An army truck skidded off the road at the 9,000-foot-high Khanni top along Bhadrava-Chamba interstate road and plunged into a deep gorge. A joint rescue operation by army and police was immediately launched. 4 soldiers were found dead on the spot and 6 soldiers succumbed to injuries later. One of the injured soldiers is under observation in Bhadrava sub-district hospital, while 10 soldiers were airlifted to Udhampur Command Hospital for specialized treatment. While 1 soldier is under observation in Bhadrava sub-district hospital, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah have expressed grief over the accident. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief over the tragic road accident, saying, "The nation stands with the armed forces and their families in this difficult hour." The government has notified greenhouse gas emission intensity GEI targets for additional carbon-intensive sectors under the Carbon Credit Trading Scheme, CCTS. The Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that a total of 208 obligated entities across these sectors will now be required to meet specified emission intensity reduction targets. It added that with this expansion, the compliance mechanism of the Indian carbon market now covers 490 obligated entities across India's most emission-intensive industries. The government has sanctioned more than 10,000 kilometers of road projects for Jammu and Kashmir, Chhattisgarh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Sikkim under Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana 4. The Ministry of Rural Development said that with the construction of these roads, approximately 3,270 previously isolated habitations will gain access to connectivity and critical services. As per the ministry, the scheme aims to provide 62,500 kilometers of all-weather roads to unconnected habitations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kerala tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and flag off various developmental projects in Thiruvananthapuram. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The projects span key sectors including rail connectivity, urban livelihoods, science and innovation, citizen-centric services and advanced healthcare, reflecting the Prime Minister's continued focus on inclusive growth, technological advancement and improved quality of life for citizens. U.S. President Donald Trump today signed the charter to formally launch the Board of Peace initiative at the World Economic Forum in Davos, describing it as a major step towards global conflict resolution. Mr. Trump called it an exciting day, saying there is going to be peace in the world. In his opening remarks, the U.S. president said, "One year ago, the world was actually on fire, but many good things are happening and threats worldwide are really coming down."
This board has the chance to be one of the most consequential bodies ever created, and it's my enormous honor to serve as its chairman. I was very honored when they asked me to do it. I take it very seriously. We have a great group of people and incredible young people that are leading it from within. It's running beautifully, started already, and every country just about wants to be a part of it.
Around 35 nations had committed to join, while 60 nations received invitations. The charter designates Trump as permanent chairman even after leaving office. India today delivered 7.5 tons of life-saving cancer medicines to Kabul to address the urgent needs of cancer patients. External Affairs Ministry said that India remains committed to supporting the friendly people of Afghanistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.